Blog Talk Radio.
From the Blog Talk Radio studios in Union City, New Jersey, this is Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. I want to thank you all for tuning in. This is the 30th of August. My goodness, where has the summer gone here in 2016? And of course, I am very thankful from wherever and however you're listening here on blogtalkradio.com/Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. I want to introduce again, folks, this week's edition is brought to you by the Mason Civic League. Now, you can check out more information about this amazing nonprofit organization that I am proud to partner with by going to their website, www.masoncivic.org. Now, the Mason Civic League was established in 2010 by former Hoboken Councilwoman Beth Mason, and its mission has been to improve the quality of life for all of those in need in northern New Jersey, but more specifically within Hudson County. You can call them directly at 201-706-8088, or you can visit their office, which is located at 1200 Washington Street in the Uptown section of Hoboken, New Jersey. That's right, folks, the Mouse Square City, the birthplace of baseball, and, of course, Old Blue Eyes himself, the late, great Frank Sinatra. You can also write to their inbox, which is info@masoncivic.org. Don't forget to check them out on Facebook. Please like their page. They're an incredible nonprofit, folks, and if you're interested in donating any of your disposable income or any of your time, please consider doing so with the Mason Civic League. I also want to thank one of our other great sponsors here, folks, and that is indeed Son Cubano. And you can check out more information about this amazing venue by going to www.soncubanonj.com. Now, Son Cubano is located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place along the waterfront in West New York, New Jersey, which is right across Manhattan and just minutes outside of the Lincoln Tunnel. Now, for any lunch, dinner, or special occasion, make sure you call their reservation hotline, which is 201-399-2020. Now, for those of you that are not aware, Son Cubano is one of New Jersey's premier award-winning restaurants, bringing you amazing Cuban cuisine along with an amazing skyline of New York City to look at 7 days a week. Make sure you like them on Facebook, and also don't forget to follow them on both Instagram, Son Cubano, and Jay, folks, don't forget it. Great venue. And, of course, the Mason Civic League, an incredible nonprofit that I'm proud to partner with. Your sponsors this week here on Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the toll-free hotline to call in this evening and opine is 646-649-1926. Once again, toll-free hotline to call in and, you know, tell me what you think about the show and your thoughts about the evening's topic. Once again, 646-649-1926. You can always write to me at the show's inbox, which is professorfuj@gmail.com. You can also find me on Instagram, on Twitter, by going to @TheAmazingUribe. Also find me on Instagram, just simply going to @your_favorite_Fernando. So again, I look forward to always hearing from the fans who call in every week, also who write to the show and express their opinions about the topics on all social media involving Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. All right, folks, again, I want to give a shout-out to all of my loyal listeners all across this great land of ours, starting, of course, down in Raleigh, North Carolina, with one of my good buddies, Aaron, and his fiance Shelby, who have told me that they're dedicated fans of the show. They actually stay up on Tuesday nights to listen to the broadcast, and sometimes they'll listen to it on their way to work or when they're working out. So, again, kudos to Aaron and Shelby for being such dedicated fans of the podcast. I also want to send a shout out to Plainfield, New Jersey, and some new listeners there. And it's a, you know, great area, so definitely want to give a shout out to them. All the way down in Miami, Florida, listening in there as well. My boys in Dallas, Texas, and also even though all the way out in Bakersfield, California, right outside LA. And it's just great to have fans all over the great U.S. of A. All right, folks, again, I hope you have had a great weekend. My goodness, where's the summer gone? It's already August 30th, and this Monday is already Labor Day. So, hey, September's right here, right around the corner, which means leaves are changing. Pumpkin, I guess, lattes or pumpkin spice, whatever it is at Dunkin' Donuts that they're offering that people love. And, of course, football season, so I'm excited. And a lot of good things coming in September. Of course, welcome back to all of my students returning back to school, moving back to campus, or starting the semester tomorrow. College campuses all across the local area, even across the nation as well. So good luck to the class of 2020 that starts this year, and also good luck to the ongoing students who are still pursuing higher education. So, again, I can't say enough about the great job that all you guys do. And again, of course, I'm thankful to my students who make it a point to listen to Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. Of course, the best dating advice you'll hear anywhere online, folks. It's each and every week here. Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. All right, ladies and gentlemen, tonight here I want to share a topic that I feel will resonate with a lot of the listening audience tonight. One that at some point in time, perhaps we've all have had to experience. And quite frankly, it's something that, well, listen, if you've dated frequently, listen, if you've been one of those that haven't had a lot of long-term relationships and maybe, you know, have been single predominantly for the majority of your life, or maybe you just met the one early in life and have been married to him or her ever since, hey, maybe this is irrelevant tonight. But I think you'll find it entertaining and definitely illuminating, because it's something that, quite frankly, affects people. And tonight what I wanted to really delve into is what do we do when we run into an ex? What do we do? That's right, folks. What do we do with ourselves when you have that sort of awkward and sometimes uncomfortable experience of running into an ex somewhere in public, whether it be at the supermarket, the mall, nightlife, maybe a ball game, who knows? It could be a really, really awkward experience. Now, listen, let's be honest. Is there anything more awkward than running into an ex? Quite frankly, I don't think so. And, you know, certainly here on the program, ladies and gentlemen, for some time, we can have our moments of discomfort and awkwardness. And let's be honest, you know, we don't like awkwardness at all. And many of us don't handle it very well. I'd probably would go as far to say that many of us handle it quite horribly. And when we think about this scenario, it's something that, you know, listen, overall can be draining. It could be emotionally catastrophic for us, or it can be amusing. Not sure which category you fall into, ladies and gentlemen, but certainly, you know, going out of your way to stay friends with an ex doesn't always work. There's a variety of factors that interfere with that. But tonight I want to give you my take on things. And listen, plenty of people break up all the time. And those people go ahead and completely cut their exes out of their lives. Like really, like they do it cold turkey, like some people do when it comes to sort of, you know, other habits, whether it's smoking or drinking or something like that. Then, you know what? It's the same people that run into their exes out of the blue and sometimes live an absolutely awkward and unfriendly encounter, and they have to go through that. And, you know, it got me thinking in my lifetime when I've had to run into exes and how, you know, how I've handled it. And I think tonight it's a topic that we can all sort of resonate with, as I said before. Some of us take the high road. Some of us are mature. Some of us are bombastic. Some of us are, you know, reserved with what we're going to say or not say. And it's really entirely up to you. And one of the variables I think we can talk about tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is ultimately how do you feel about this ex? You know, where do they rank in your, I guess, dating history? Where do they rank in accordance to, you know, what significance they have still, if any, for you in your life. And I know that in some instances throughout my dating years, certainly running into an ex could have been a little uncomfortable. If we had a bad breakup or maybe just things didn't work out, it can be a little tumultuous. It can be pleasant sometimes. You know, I'll certainly give you an example. This was a couple of years ago, running into an ex of mine that we had dated for about a year, and back in 2011, and running into her in not just only 2013, but also in 2014 in a very social setting. And it wasn't awkward at all. She was probably one of the most pleasant people to interact with. You know, she understood why we broke up. She understood that we weren't getting back together, but we kept it civil and we were able to stay friends and have conversations and be cordial with each other. She was more than gracious enough to come to a couple of my charity events and be you know, hospitable, be encouraging, be supportive. You know, there was a time when, you know, we dated, and there was a time when we cared for each other. There was a time when we loved each other, and we had a, and we held a significant sort of occupancy in each other's existence. And it's one of those things that, you know, it's, I look back on it with fondness because, hey, we were civil. We ended up not hating each other, and we ended up being able to sort of run into each other in multiple occasions, not on purpose, not like we were texting each other to meet up for a booty call per se. That would happen because that sometimes that can be inevitable, I think, with exes. But more times than not, we were just in some social settings, and it was great, you know. And it sort of reminds me. I'll give you an example. March 2014, during for those of you that live in the area and get to enjoy Hoboken St. Paddy's Day, which is a great festival, the first Saturday of every March. It's just an amazing time in Hoboken to be out and you know, enjoy St. Paddy's early and stuff. And I remember I was out with my buddy and a few friends, and it wasn't something I was broadcasting. I wasn't checking in somewhere on social media. She knew I'd be out because she knows that I love Hoboken St. Paddy's. I think it's enjoyable. It's fun. You go with a group of friends, and it's, you know, it's a good party. And I remember we had not talked, I think, in a few months since my last relationship going into that had been severed in 2013. And I remember that she sort of hit me up on a text like, hey, what's up? You know, I'm pretty sure you're in Hoboken, as am I. How are you? And, you know, it caught me off guard because we had not talked for a while. And I had looked at the phone, and I remember my buddy was next to me. He was like, oh, who's that? And, you know, I told him who it was. And I, you know, my buddy was like, oh, well, you know, she either wants to meet up or, you know, whatever. She, you know, she's out with her hot friends, you know, tell them to come meet up with us. Why not? And certainly I did that. And I remember when they came to the bar we were at, it was fine. It was one of those things where, you know, it was pleasant. We had a few drinks. We were able to listen to music and chat. And it was a great time. And it wasn't anything awkward whatsoever. And I was thankful because she's one of the people I still hold in very high regard as a human being, because she didn't have to do that. She didn't have to be cordial. She didn't have to be civil. We didn't break up under the best of circumstances. And, you know, despite it all, she, you know, had a lot of integrity and character and sort of looked past our differences and said, hey, listen, you know, I still think very highly of Fernando. He's a good person deep down. And if I run into him or hang out with him, fine, not a big deal. And that was great, you know, and running into her, wasn't awkward. It wasn't uncomfortable. If you're able to cultivate a friendship like that, you're very lucky, because we don't always have that good fortune when it comes to keeping a rapport if we're attempting to with an ex. It's something that can be challenging for us, ladies and gentlemen. It's something that can be even laborious. But, you know, it's something that I look back on with fondness because, hey, you know, she made an effort to stay civil with me, as did I. You know, we had no reason really to not be civil with each other. We didn't work out for a variety of different reasons. Didn't make us bad people. It just didn't make us good for each other. And that's it. And that's all well and good. And we sort of conceded those points, you know, in the month after that. And we stayed really, really, you know, I guess friendly and I think hospitable. And that I think I look back on with a lot of fondness, where I wasn't going to lose hope and say, well, you know, every ex I'm going to have, I'm going to run into, and it's going to be awkward, or there's going to be resentment there or some hostility, because that has happened before. And then on the flip side, you know, I can think about running into an ex on another occasion. And I remember, this is about a couple years ago, being out with friends to watch football. And, you know, it was a relationship that had been severed really almost 10 months prior. So a lot of time had elapsed in terms of any feelings evaporating for each other for whatever reason. And that was fine. And I was good with it. I was in a very good place emotionally and mentally at the time. And I remember my friend seeing that, my cousin who would frequent Sunday Funday with me would see that. And I remember just having an unpleasant moment where, you know, and this is one of the things that I always found to be funny about social media. And sometimes when you not check in places, but you post things, and if mutual friends are sort of still in the peripheral and they know what's going on, or, you know, family members or something of exes are still, you know, checking out social media or whatever the case may be. The funny thing was that being at a venue and running into an ex who had made it a point to come to a specific venue knowing full well that I was going to be there. We had made it a point for many, many months to avoid each other because, quite frankly, when we did run into each other, it was hostile, it was argumentative, and it was confrontational. And I remember after being there all day watching football, I remember, you know, it was later in the evening. It was probably after a full day of day drinking, but I was able to pace myself, which was great. So I wasn't drunk. I wasn't overly angry or confrontational. I'd eaten. So I was there, and I remember simply seeing my buddies be there. And sure enough, when she showed up with a couple of her girlfriends, first thing my buddies said to me was, wow, dude, look at her. She's checking up on you, or she's, you know, keeping tabs on you. And, you know, she probably saw the picture of us hanging out with a group of people, and she, you know, like many females, will be curious and say, well, who's that and what's Fernando doing? And much to the chagrin of whatever she would want to say, I found it funny. And I remember being there, and I think that – I don't know if I would have done this sober. I mean, I probably would have, because I know that the disdain that exists between us is still pretty strong. So I don't think anything would have changed whether I was sober or not. But I remember just being there and sort of calling her out and saying, well, what are you doing here? You know, why are you here? When we dated, you couldn't stand this place. Anytime you came here with me to watch football or anything, you were begging for the door. You were itching away and saying, well, how long am I going to be here? Do I have to stay? And it was a task to get you to come to that venue. And I remember I even called her out on it during the argument. And now all of a sudden, I had to call her out during it and say, oh, but now you have no problem coming here. What a coincidence. You really don't make it a point to come here, but you come today knowing I'm here. And what were you doing? You keeping tabs on me? Were you checking up on me? What were you doing? And of course that led into a huge escalation of an argument. And of course, you know, she denied it. And, you know, my friends who were nearby and my cousin saw this, and they knew that she was completely full of shit. And they knew that it was so disingenuous in terms of what her rationale was that nobody bought it. Like, my friends were standing nearby and they just looked at her and me, and they looked at it like, wow, this girl's not believable. And I remember that we continued arguing, and that sort of poured over into the street as we left through the building. We were outside in the middle of the street in Hoboken arguing and screaming at each other. And I think that, listen, I think looking back in retrospect, that probably wasn't the best approach by me. I think I probably should have ignored it, and I shouldn't have entertained any snide remarks by her. I should have taken the high road. But the problem is sometimes with me, ladies and gentlemen, if you know me, that I don't always like to take the high road. I think that when I feel someone is sticking it to me, and when someone is being overtly rude or condescending or trying to sort of one-up me in any way, I'm not going to tolerate it. I'm just not. And I'm going to call them out, him or her, and I'm going to really unleash a fury. And sometimes, you know, because I don't have a filter and because once my mouth starts going, it's like a faucet. It's not going to stop. And even it's difficult to even turn it off. So, you know, I look back at that example, and I think at the moment I felt good because I sort of let off a lot of steam because it had been, I think, a few months since we had last run into each other, and even then that was still hostile. But, you know, I think we really have to sort of analyze how it is when we run into exes and, you know, how we feel. Some people might say, well, you know, if you were that heated, that, you know, hostile and that angry, maybe you still cared for her. Maybe she still cared for you. I shared the story with male friends that weren't there. And the male friends that were there were just like, well, she still loves you. So just forget it, you know, like clearly she still loves you. And that's why she came here. And that's why she said what she said. And that's why she took that tone with you, because she still loves you. She doesn't want to admit it, but she does. And, you know, my friends would say, well, do you feel the same way? And I was thinking to myself, no, not really. No, not at all. I was completely over it. But I still felt some hostility because I felt, you know, I don't like being antagonized. And again, I think we have to sort of take each scenario on a case-by-case basis. You know, I had shared this story with some female friends, and my female friends were all unanimously in agreement. They said, well, as a woman, Fernando, she's just not going to do that because she's bored. I mean, Hoboken's a big place. You know, we know the type of girl she is. We know the type of venue she likes to go to. The venue that you are at is not a place that she likes. It's not a place that she would ever be caught in. But you know what? She made a point. She knew you were there. She wanted to see what was up. And you know what? It backfired because I think you cornered her and called her out on her bullshit. And it turned ugly and it turned hostile. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but it's okay. And I let that go, and I wasn't really, you know, I didn't sort of harbor any ill will against her. It happened. It is what it is. I sort of looked beyond it and moved on. You know, I was more than happy where I was in my life right there and then. I was in a very good place. And, you know, I was very, very happy with who I was dating during that time. And, you know, I felt complete. I felt content. I felt happy. So that sort of awkward scenario didn't really faze me. It really didn't. You know, if I felt good, I think I felt good just sort of telling someone off who deserved it, I think. But more so, you know, it was just an unfortunate incident. And again, I've had other scenarios where I've run into other exes. And, you know, it's been, again, pleasant, notwithstanding the one I mentioned before. And sometimes you run into an ex and it's awkward. And sometimes you don't know what to say, or sometimes you give each other a dirty look. And listen, you know, what I can really tell you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is I think you have to sort of look within yourselves and decide, not that you should plan for this, because, you know, I don't want you sitting there thinking, oh, well, next time I run into so-and-so, this is what I should do. Normally, whatever our first response is usually the instinctual one. That's the most genuine. What we do initially, I think, is how we truly feel. And if you have a good opinion of this person and you feel you can be civil and cordial and talkative and communicative with them, that'll resonate and that'll shine. That'll come out. And if you still have maybe unresolved hostility or unresolved sort of tension, that's going to shine through as well. You know, again, what I tell everybody tonight is take it on a case-by-case basis. You know, try to, you know, keep your composure. Try to not get agitated. I think sometimes that might be difficult, depending on when we run into an ex and what happened with how that last relationship dissolved. Again, I urge you to really just be confident. You know, and if you're in a good place, your ex will know it. You know, there's a certain glow that you give off when you're doing well. And I've always learned when it comes to an ex or an ex-employer or something, someone who you feel maybe did you wrong or you're not terms with them. Listen, I think just living well, showing that you're living well, and showing that you're genuinely happy in your life, I think that's the best revenge against anybody that you have had a parting of the ways with. And that's really what I want to convey to you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And again, and I hope that you enjoyed tonight's podcast, because it really sheds light on a topic that I think many of us deal with in today's dating scene. I think it's a topic that many of us still have to endure, whether it's in your 20s or 30s or even in your 40s. Running into an ex isn't always easy. Running into an ex can be a challenge, but it's up to you to, as I said before, keep your composure, stay calm, be rational. At the same time, just have poise. And if the other person doesn't have any of those qualities, well, then you know what? Too bad for them. You know, do what you think is best for you. And if being composed and being calm works for you, that's great. If you feel the need to let off some steam and tear your ex a new one verbally, all right, it's up to you. I don't want to sit here and dictate to you, ladies and gentlemen, how you should behave. Ultimately, only you can decide that for yourself. But I'm hopeful that tonight's podcast was extremely illuminating and ultimately helpful for you, because, like I said, running into an ex is something that at some point or another we all have to live through. So hopefully tonight's podcast was helpful for you the next time this ever does happen. All right, folks, again, I can't thank you enough for tuning in here this evening. If you missed any part of tonight's broadcast, you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/datingtodaywithFernandoUribe. Once again, I want to thank my generous sponsors. First and foremost, the Mason Civic League. Again, check them out at www.masoncivic.org. You can visit their offices Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., which is located 1200 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. Feel free to call them, 201-706-8088. If no one answers the phone, you can kindly leave a voicemail, and they will promptly return your call. You can also write to their inbox, which is info@masoncivic.org. Their response time is also very expedient, so you don't have to worry about how long of a length of time will pass until you receive a response. And, of course, make sure you check them out on Facebook, folks. They have a great page, over 3,000 likes, wonderful content. Check it out, the Mason Civic League, an amazing local nonprofit, and I'm proud to partner with them here on Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. Folks, I also want to give a special thanks to Son Cubano. You can check out more about their menu and all of their great specials at www.soncubanonj.com. Again, Son Cubano is located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place along the waterfront in West New York, New Jersey. Folks, just minutes outside the Lincoln Tunnel and a short ferry ride from Manhattan. Now, again, Son Cubano is one of New Jersey's premier award-winning restaurants, and it brings you amazing Cuban cuisine 7 days a week with that beautiful skyline of Manhattan to enjoy. It's amazing. It's still great weather. Make sure you check out their patio. There's great shade there to enjoy a nice lunch and even an early dinner. Do so, again, for any lunch, dinner, or special occasion that you want to celebrate. Call the reservation hotline, 201-399-2020. Again, I want to thank the Mason Civic League and Son Cubano for being proud partners and sponsors of Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. Again, folks, I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. If you missed any part of the broadcast, again, www.blogtalkradio.com/datingtodaywithFernandoUribe. Don't forget, it's the best 30 minutes of commercial-free dating advice available anywhere online. Don't accept any invitations. It's the best right here. Always, each and every week on Blog Talk Radio, of course, Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. Good night. Plainfield, New Jersey, and also South Plainfield. Thanks for tuning in and being so supportive. And as always, stay classy, everyone.